Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our scripture reading does come to us from the letter to the church in Philippi. I'll be reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9 and 13. Hear now these words. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. And remember, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and holy God, on this beautiful Sunday where there is so much to celebrate, Vacation Bible School, annual conference, endings of ministry, and new beginnings, we give thanks that your word to remember who you are is everlasting, and that you call us into a posture of praise, that we may find joy in the midst of all the aspects of our lives. And so, God, open our hearts and our minds to hear what you would have us hear this day. The words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts will be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, for those of you who may not know or maybe here for the first time, I realize I didn't introduce myself at the beginning. I'm Pastor Anita Taylor, and it has been a joy and pleasure to serve in this place for 4 years. Today is my last Sunday, and we will be welcoming Pastor Amy for 2 weeks, and then we will officially welcome the newly ordained Reverend Dawson Lane to be the pastor here at Holly Springs. His first Sunday will be July 12th, and when we're going through seasons of transition, we're going to be experiencing all kinds of things, right? And so, you know, as I was thinking about Vacation Bible School and as I attended annual conference, I can tell you that I was probably on a roller coaster like this. Like, I was having high moments and then I was having down moments, and I would spontaneous tears in the midst of people, and it was really difficult, right? And I think that's very similar to a lot of the times when we find ourselves walking faithfully in this life, that there are those good moments and there are those really hard moments, and then we say, where is God in the midst of all of this, right? And sometimes we may feel really close to God, and sometimes we may feel farther away, and then we might just be in the middle and we're totally oblivious, right? Like kind of like, we're just getting through what needs to happen today, right? And so Paul and Timothy were writing to this church in Philippi to remind them, this exhortation, this call to be in a posture of praise and thanksgiving, even in the midst of all that they were handling. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. And rejoice, when you think about the core of that, is joy. And when we think of R-E, it means to do it again, right? Like, repeat that process of expressing joy. So we may have a moment of joy, and then we need to have that moment of joy again, and have that moment of joy again, right? So as Vacation Bible School happened this week, you know, I'm so excited to see a lot of our kids that were here, our youth leaders, the adults. I mean, I got to tell you, the adults were rocking and jamming as much as the kids were this week, and it was amazing. And I'm sure that if the kids had their way, they're like, oh, it's over, but they would want 3 more nights of Vacation Bible School, and the rest of us would be like, it's over. And ready to prepare. And what's funny is, are y'all ever in the midst of something and you're so engrossed in it, but you're already anticipating the next thing? Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like you're in it and you're already anticipating. So, you know, we found out the theme for Vacation Bible School for next year, and we've already mapped out all of the decorations for the hallways and the sanctuaries and how to repurpose this year's stuff for next year. That's how excited we are, right? Like, and that is that joy that comes from serving God in that way that manifests itself of like, I can't wait to do it again, even though I am dragging and exhausted and tired, right? And they aren't mutually exclusive. And then, you know, to go to annual conference, and if y'all have any familiarity with United Methodist Church, we are governed and led spiritually by a council of bishops. And they recently, in light of the special, the general conference that was held in 24, put out a new vision statement. Want to make sure I get this right. I always get confused between a vision statement and a mission statement. Anybody else? Right? Yeah, I mean, I do too. So they put out this new vision statement that we began to implement an annual conference last year, and it was to love boldly, serve joyfully, and lead courageously. That was this vision, right? So like, okay, we're going to love, we're going to serve, we're going to lead. But there are these adverbs that describe how we're going to do those things, that we're going to boldly love, that we're going to joyfully serve, and we're going to courageously lead. Of course, the mission of the United Methodist Church isn't changing. Does anybody know what the mission of the United Methodist Church is? To make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, right? There's this combination between what is our mandate from God and why, what is the so that, right? So it's to make disciples so that the world can be more as God intends it to be. And this year, as we gathered for annual conference, the theme all for the 4 days was serve joyfully. And so we kept hearing these refrains of joy, rejoice, find the joy of serving God in this place, find the joy of God's presence in your lives, find the joy in the celebration of Juneteenth, where freedom was finally recognized for our Black brothers and sisters who had been denied for so long, right? Like, find this joy that happens. And so Paul is reminding us to be in this posture. And there's this progression, you know, to have hope and to live into the fullness of it. And then the very last line was our mountain motto from the kids. And I still embody that, right? So we would point to this side. And what did this side say? I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Inviting everybody into that, right? And so sometimes when we think that we can't dig into that joy, when we can't dig into that hope, when we can't dig and find that moment of peace, this last refrain reminds us that we are not doing this on our own, right? Where our strength comes from, where our hope comes from, where our ability to live into the full range of emotions of the human experience is possible, for it is God who strengthens us. Which then brings me back to the song that we sang, Great is Our Lord. God's breath is in our lungs. And we begin our time of worship with taking that deep breath to remind us that it is God's breath that animates and fills us and gives us this life, right? And so we can do all things through God who strengthens us. So I say that to recognize that maybe in this space we're, you know, excited and celebrating, there may be some experiences of sadness, right? Like I was bummed that we couldn't play Sorry in this space. You know, and also transitions are hard. You know, I get that. There might be some anxiety of like, what is the future going to hold? What is this going to look like? Are we going to like Pastor Dawson? Is he going to be funny? And I can tell you already that he is so committed to the life of this church, that he is so excited that y'all are totally about decorating and worshipscapes. He's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, the work that we've done as an administrative board to put together a strategic steering team, he's like, thank you, thank you, thank you for holding the future of the church and making that a priority. And so we can do all things through God who strengthens us, right? And so it's to acknowledge our human experience. It's also to acknowledge that we do not walk this life alone. Now, I also know in this space that we have difficult medical things, job transitions, job losses, job layoffs, underemployment, overemployment. This morning, I got a notice that my HSA card had been turned off, and I'm like, what? So there are all these things that we're dealing with of trying to figure things out, and then invited to what? Take a deep breath. To pause, to settle, and to remember that God is with us, that we can do all things through God who strengthens us. I wish I had more words of wisdom other than that, but I think if I talk any longer, I may fall apart, and I'm trying really hard not to make my mascara run today. I'm sure I will melt outside getting snow cones, so we're going to celebrate with that later. But I do want to encourage each and every one of you to remember why you're here. That you did not come here. Probably you walked here, you drove here, but there's something about how God has drawn you here that matters. Every morning I read the day's meditation from a book called The Book of Awakening, written by Mark Nepo, and it's celebrated 20 years. And it always hits me in the gut because there is some element in it that hits me. And I'm like, this was written for me. Today, it was talking about how our sun, solar sun, not Jesus, like we always produces light. It's always emanating light. And sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't, depending on what time of day it is, right? But there's always sunlight, and how far it travels to get here, and how there's all this energy, and that we need that light, but we don't realize that the light exists until it illuminates something. How many of you have walked through the woods and been caught by a spider web? Yeah. And then because you can't see it, right? It's just there, and then it sticks, and you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But then there are moments, and particularly I think about in the mornings, when the sunlight hits the spider web in just the right way, you see this beautiful creation of the spider web. That what wasn't visible was made visible because of that light. We don't see blades of grass unless sunlight reflects that back to us. How many of you need to have every light on in the house in order to make it through to get to the kitchen or whatever it is? I know I do. But then when I go to sleep, I want to have it absolutely dark, right? So there's this mix. But when you're in a familiar place, it's easier to navigate, right? But when you're in an unfamiliar place, you need something to guide you, some light. Otherwise, I will kick things and end up with bruises on my shins, or I will stub a toe. Anybody else? And then you're like, who put that table there? And then you realize that you're so far off course, right? That you need the light to show you which way to go. And I think for us, as we think about this writing and we think about the ways that God's Spirit manifests itself in our lives and how we can embody it, Mark Nepo's words kind of hit in a different way this morning. That the light of God is meant to reflect and shine through us so that God's love is made visible in the world. Did you hear that? That the light of God is meant to reflect and shine through us so that God's love is made visible in the world. And sometimes that's hard to do. And yet we can stand firmly on this word that it is God who strengthens us and that we can shine that light. I'm paraphrasing and modifying. We can shine that light in all circumstances through the God who loves and cares for us. So friends, may you let your light shine. May that light reveal the love of God that has brought you to this place. That love of God that will take you out into the world so that we can make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. May we love boldly, serve joyfully, and lead courageously. And may we rejoice in the work God has called us to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.